If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. I decided I'm going to give a few more video updates, and maybe we'll do it a little more spread out throughout the day, and that's kind of how the podcast will roll. So here we are, we're sitting down, and we're about to do a podcast with the one and only Marcus Whitney. I'm pretty excited. He is the founder of many things, just looking up. He's a beast. I'm pretty excited to ask him about a lot of things. You guys can check it out on the Master to Start podcast, and it'll be a part of the Bobby Mason audio experience. But because we're going to talk about really how his venture capital firm became the biggest one in Tennessee, going to figure out how in the world you get into owning a professional sports team, because he does that. He does own one, which should be exciting. And it's actually going to be interesting. I'm a little nervous to ask him this, but I'm going to ask him about his little quick run with depression, see how he reacts to that, kind of get an understanding of how someone that's ultra successful even gets depressed when most people believe they have it all. So a little nervous for that, but I'm excited for it. It's going to be great. Looking forward to it. I hope we learn some serious life lessons from him, because he's kind of in that range of, he's old enough to understand what he's talking about, but he's also young enough that he understands what our demographic, 25-year-olds, are really thinking about. 25, 24, 23, college, all the same thing. So, pump for the podcast. Just finished the podcast with Marcus Whitney. Good stuff. Stuff that really hit home for me is he actually did talk about his depression. He made it very real that even when you're ultra successful and you're running multiple companies, it can happen to you too, because you're also human. So that's a big takeaway. All of us are human, no matter how good we are at any specific craft, whether we're succeeding or failing, all human. We all deal with our things, and depression's a very real thing. The second thing that got me pretty excited actually is he actually was just super excited about running multiple companies at once, which is a big relief for me, because as an entrepreneur, I am one of those individuals that can't breathe if I don't have multiple projects going at once. So I was really happy to hear that he has successfully created multiple businesses at one time. And he actually encouraged, if I couldn't breathe without running two companies or three companies at once, that I keep running multiple companies and I make sure I'm doing multiple things all at one single time. So big relief, you can start multiple companies and succeed. Foofda, because I legitimately can't focus on one thing at once. I need to have so much going on up here in my head. I need to have all that going on for me to successfully complete my tasks. If I had a break in the day, oh my goodness, a break in the day, honestly, it cripples me and I cannot complete tasks. But when I know what I'm doing hour after hour after hour, meeting after meeting after meeting, it allows me to stay focused. If I have task after task after task that needs to be done, I am most efficient. I think I perform at my highest level. And it gets me really excited. So I'm pumped that I could run multiple companies at once. Gets me amped. And Marcus Whitney, big shout out to you. Thanks for joining the show. I'm happy you reached out to us to be on our podcast. Sweet. It's a real honor. And can't wait for all of you guys to see it.
I think all of you guys might like this. Got a nice meeting with our web developers tonight. And as you can tell, I already showed you this at one point, but I kind of drive a beat up pickup truck. And the CFO of our company, my little brother, he drives an absolute beater of a Suburban. And we got a meeting with our developers that drive just pretty nice cars, all that good stuff. And I had to leave the office because it's so cold that his coolant lines and stuff in his car froze. So he's just stuck in some random neighborhood because he had to pull off and it's like 10 below. So he's just freezing. And this is just part of the startup life. I'm gonna go pick him up and then we'll go meet with our fancy developers, our guys that make a whole lot more money than us. And it's kind of fun. It's part of the journey that makes it kind of a blast. So just documenting, because I said that I'm gonna start documenting, and I'm really gonna start digging in here and documenting every part of the journey and how fun, how tough, and how great it is. So documentation, we're gonna go get this brother, get the CFO of the company that's driving the beater of a truck, pick him up in the neighborhood and get him to his meeting. So, all right, there's something real.
Just finished an A+ meeting with our developers right here in these chairs. If you're watching the vlog, you can see it. If not, basically it's just a conference room, and we really focused on doing bi-weekly meetings, getting updates on where we stand in our development phase, just making sure all of us are on the same page, so there aren't any hard feelings, we're growing at the same rate, we're providing everything we need to provide for them so they can continue to do good work and be happy while they're doing it. And we're also giving them little snippets over and over of where we are within the company, what our progress is, so we can continue to encourage them, get them excited, get them amped about the company. We're also gonna be adding another developer. So we're gonna be interviewing several of them coming up here next Tuesday, two Tuesdays from now. We'll be interviewing three of them. And then the week of the 20th in February, we'll be interviewing another three. So that will be fun. That will be fun. Yeah, so excited about that. Development, slow, but it's good. It's good. We're making really good progress. We added an awesome new team member, Eric Dowell. He's an absolute stud. He's a back-end developer. And man, when you work with developers someday, you're going to see that you do not understand their lingo. Our developers talk back and forth, and I have no clue what's going on. So there we go. That's fun for sure.